A-Level Results Day, St Winifred School, Oxford, England.
I think I'm going to die, Eloise whimpered, clutching my arm for support as she ran her finger down the names on the school notice board. I took a deep, nervous breath. Me too, I can't look. I was desperate to find my name, but I was terrified of the outcome. What if I had failed my A-Levels? Or let us both down by not matching Eloise's grades?
We had both studied so hard, and our future as private investigators depended on us getting into university. Our dream job could be over before it even begun. I felt a tense grip on my arm as Eloise let out a scream, shaking me out of my sudden onset of self-doubt.
Oh my goodness, Maddie, I did it! I actually passed!
She pulled me towards her, her finger now pointing furiously towards her name on the board.
Look! There, you see it? Eloise Elizabeth Bates. Psychology, A star. German, A star. Chemistry, A. Business, A star. Heavens to Betsy Eloise, I gasped. Giving her a big hug, I just knew you could do it, old chum.
Eloise and I were huge geeks, and it was our life's mission to bring back all the brilliant expressions from the golden age of mystery fiction. Even if we did seem a bit weird compared to our friends who used words like sick instead of brilliant and blood when talking to classmates. It was our little thing, something that Eloise and I had started when we were 10 years old and we first came across the works of Agatha Christie. It was second nature to us now. Eloise pulled out her phone, snapping a photo of her exam results just to make sure her grades were real and she hadn't imagined them. Technically, we weren't allowed to take photos of the results board, but since the school wouldn't be able to give us detention or expel us for our behaviour, we figured there was no harm in breaking the rules. Just this once. Eloise was jumpy with anticipation, clearly relieved now she had the news she had waited all summer for. Which was more than could be said for me. My stomach was doing a tango and my heart was worryingly starting to creep up my throat. Eloise patted my arm, sensing my anxiety. That was the great thing about having a best friend. There were no need for words. And years of boarding at school together meant that she knew exactly how to help me in my hour of need. Come on, Maddie, let's find your results. I'm sure you'll do spiffingly. Before I had a chance to respond, Eloise was hastily looking down the list, trying to find my name. She'd always been the braver of us, especially in kindergarten. Where I was timid and shy, Eloise came to life in any new situation. That's what made us a great team. Eloise focused on the bigger picture and I on the finer details. It had always been that way. I inhaled deeply on the stale air of the hot corridor, pushing down my nerves as best I could. My hands were trembling badly. I hadn't been this nervous at the end of school drama production of Daisy Pulls It Off, and I'd had the lead role in that. This was just ridiculous. Sure, I was naturally sensitive, but I wasn't usually a nervous sort.
I can't, Eloise, you do it, please. And if my results are bad, then promise me you won't tell me. Just make them up.
It felt childish to be such a drama queen. No one would die if I failed, but I knew that my results would shape mine and Eloise's future together, and I treasured my best friend more than anything else. Eloise gave me a reassuring smile, but I averted my gaze, certain that I would puke or burst into tears or both at any moment. I imagined myself in one of those old black-and-white movies from the 1940s, a pitiful attempt to take my mind off my current predicament. Right about now, I, as the dashing lead actress, would faint on the spot, only for some charming young man to appear from nowhere and sweep me into his arms. I giggled at the randomness of my imagination, not entirely sure where the thought had come from. After all, our all-girls boarding school was in fact run by nuns. I leant against the corridor wall, almost falling through the door of the toilet. The moment was hardly blockbuster movie material. Eloise tugged my arm, keenly aware that my attention and physical presence had wandered away from the exam results board. It was a good job that Eloise was on the case. Had it been up to me, I might never have checked the results. She was well and truly focused. Let me see. Carter, Chang, Chesney, Cook, Madeline Cook. Oh, there you are. Maddie, okay, let's see what you've got. Oh, Maddie, look. Eloise had suddenly gone silent, her voice escaping her. It was not exactly helpful.